This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, April 24th. Due to the impact of the pandemic, the ARRL Ethics and Elections Committee has postponed ballot counting for the 4 contested section manager elections. Since March 23rd, ARRL headquarters staff have been working remotely under the Governor of Connecticut's mandate, which is currently in effect through May 20th and may extend into June. The ballots for the section manager races in Illinois, Indiana, Oregon, and Maine were scheduled to be counted on Tuesday, May 19th, as directed by the ARRL rules and regulations for section manager elections. Due to the circumstances, ARRL Interim CEO Barry Shelley, N1VXY, asked the committee for an extension that would allow ballot counting to happen as soon as practicable before mid-June. Though this extension was granted, it does not change the Friday, May 15th deadline for ballots to be received at ARRL headquarters. Standard operating practice dictates that any ballots received after this deadline will not be counted. The governor's mandate and social distancing practices do not affect this section of the election rules. The term for election winners is scheduled to begin July 1st. ARRL hopes to see the governor's restrictions relaxed in time to have a team of tellers inside headquarters to count the ballots and publish the election results in enough time that the terms of office will not change. The 2020 ARRL and Tapper Digital Communications Conference, originally planned for Charlotte, North Carolina, will take place as an online virtual conference on the same dates, September 11th through the 13th. Details of the virtual DCC will be announced in the coming months as plans are finalized. Plans call for holding the 2021 conference in Charlotte. The landscape of education in the United States has been greatly affected by the pandemic, as school systems and universities have been forced to move entirely to remote learning. Teachers and students have had to make dramatic adjustments to their teaching and learning methods. After considering these educational challenges, along with travel restrictions and restraints on the ability to gather in groups, ARRL leadership feels it's appropriate and necessary to cancel the 2020 Teachers Institute sessions. ARRL looks forward to bringing back this important program in 2021. This year, ARRL Field Day promises to be a unique iteration of this annual event, with many individuals and groups coming up with new and interesting ways to adjust their approaches. As an event, Field Day is structured to be versatile and can be adapted for any situation. Many groups have asked how they can adjust their Field Day planning to address social distancing guidelines that may still be in effect in many areas of the country at that time. Some are concerned that gathering at their traditional field day site may not be feasible or safe. Instead of participating in a group event this year, consider operating as a Class B, C, D, or E station utilizing your own call sign. ARRL will include club names for all participating stations in the published results, so the efforts of your club's members can be acknowledged. While ARRL will not publish an aggregate club score, seeing the name of your club associated with various individual member results is certainly a way to highlight your club's activities. You might also consider having an intra-club competition among members, seeing who can make the most contacts during the event. You can award prizes or distribute certificates at a club meeting. This can be a fun way to bolster the activities of individual club members, even though they can't all gather at the same location this year. You might also set up a field day challenge with rival clubs in neighboring communities. See how many members of each club can get on the air from their own stations and participate in the event. In addition to bragging rights, perhaps certificates to the top scoring individual entries in each category can be presented as part of this intra-club camaraderie. The Medical Net, a special COVID-19 net, is now running Wednesdays at 0130 UTC on 7.222 MHz. The net deals with COVID-19 epidemiology, care issues, and more. The net control is Dr. Harry Prescott, WB9EDP, a past president of the Medical Amateur Radio Council organization and now a director at large. Participants do not need to be physicians or medical providers to check in, ask questions, and otherwise take part, but no diagnoses can be rendered. In light of the coronavirus pandemic, the ARRL Public Relations Committee has extended the nomination deadline for the Philip J. McGann Memorial Silver Antenna Award until Monday, June 15th. The Philip J. McGann Memorial Silver Antenna Award is presented annually to a radio amateur who has demonstrated success in his or her public relations efforts on behalf of amateur radio and who best exemplifies the volunteer spirit of the award's namesake, the journalist Philip McGann, WA2MBQ. McGann was the first chairman of the ARRL Public Relations Committee, which helped reinvigorate ARRL's commitment to public relations. To honor McGann, members of the New Hampshire Amateur Radio Association joined with the ARRL Board of Directors to establish an award that would pay lasting tribute to the important contributions he made on behalf of amateur radio. Public relations activities for which the McGann Award is presented include efforts specifically directed at depicting amateur radio in a positive light in the media and for the general public. This may include traditional methods such as issuing news releases or arranging interviews, or by less traditional methods such as hosting a radio show or serving as an active public speaker. According to a report in the New Indian Express, amateur radio operators in Kerala State have joined the fight against COVID-19. The newspaper said the district administration has enlisted radio amateurs to improve important communications between departments and offices. Upwards of 20 hams have been involved, organized into teams. The Times of India reports that a radio amateur in West Bengal drove 61 miles to deliver medicines to an elderly resident of Rahara.
And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
As we start to reach the end of the stay-at-home orders and return to work, there will be less free time out in the yard playing satellite or even indoors playing radio. Have you listened to a few of my updates and have a question? Feel free to email me, kk5do@arrl.net. There's also a plethora of information that can be had by asking a question on the AMSAT BB. To join the AMSAT BB, go to amsat.org, click on Services, and then Mailing Lists and Services. In the first sentence, click on Mailing List Services. You will find a list of many mailing lists that are satellite-related. Many lists are closed. However, you might want to join ANS, KEPS, or, of course, AMSAT BB. AMSAT BB will allow you to see what others are talking about and ask questions of the community. Need to know which HT would work on an FM satellite or what antenna is in your price range for working the satellites? Ask the AMSAT BB. There's virtually no waiting. You almost get the answer in a few minutes. You might even be pointed to a previous post that answers all your questions. Archives of the AMSAT BB go all the way back to 1998, so there is plenty of history and information to peruse should you be bored. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
This is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, April 24th. The quiet sun we talked about in last week's forecast is still with us. Not only are there no sunspots, there are no coronal holes to speak of. Even so, the solar flux index is still holding at 69. The quiet conditions are expected to last several more days, so take advantage of the great conditions on the low bands if you can. On VHF and UHF, conditions are still quiet there, with one exception. There are reports of strong band openings on 2 meters and up in southern Louisiana and Mississippi. These conditions are expected to last for the next several days and possibly move east into Georgia and Alabama.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.